Welcome to our show. Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power.
I hate this thing. I can't stand this
because
thing.
Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
They've now included this into our official computer system, Mr. Big Willie. Now I have no choice but to hear the damn thing every time you come on. And how are you this morning?
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Oh, it's automatic now.
Yeah, it is.
Well, they took my idea and ran with it. Yeah. I'm glad all my ideas are working and boosting the show's ratings.
Take your idea and ram it. What?
All my ideas are boosting the ratings up for the show.
I've got news for you, my friend.
Does Jody Messina say Demetrius? She should have one for Big Willie. I mean, we know why you can't get no friend requests. We know why there's so many likes and shares.
I
need to get a hold of Jody Messina's agent or something and let her know what the truth is.
For Facebook, I'm limited to 5,000 friends, which is a lot more than you have, by the way, because I've checked. And so I can't accept any more friend requests. That's why they all have to follow me. We made this clear.
Why are you creeping on my stuff? Why are you creeping on my stuff?
I'm not creeping on your stuff. You're the one who's going on and on. Oh, Big Willie, I drive a truck. My Freightliner Cascadia 125. I'm driving all over the place, shifting gears. Sorry, what? Say what?
I didn't know you was creeping all over my Facebook
page. I'm not creeping anywhere. For heaven's sakes. Anyway, so what?
That Frank Hoseland, I think he was going to whip your butt.
For what? For what? I was very nice to him.
I think he was getting under his skin. There's another one, and he was in the Senate. And there's another one that gets the who, what, when, why, and where from Dimitri, and they have no clue what to say. And I thought that was pretty embarrassing. I mean, if you're running for state senate and you say, I like this lady just because she's a nice lady because I follow God and this and that, and there's nothing against it, I'm not saying it, but if you're running for an office, you better have some kind of answer that's more of an answer than I don't know what you want to say, just a comment or something to be pro quo or whatever you want to say with everybody.
Do you think he was upset with me? He was angry with me? Did it come across that way?
Yeah, he was ready to whip you up, I think. I think he
For
was,
what? For what? Seriously.
Take you down.
For what? I was very nice to him.
I don't know. He said you kept trying to stir it up and stuff.
I'm asking him questions. He's running for state senate. How on earth? What do you mean to stir it up? I'm asking him what you vote for.
Right.
Do you know how much you made as a state senator? These are not trick questions. He knew how much he made for the job that he got after he resigned from the Senate. He knew that number. So my question was, what were you making as a state senator? It's not a trick question. And he's the one who brought up
I don't understand it. It's not a trick question. I think he was just getting really defensive about it. Yeah.
I was very nice to him. I went over his entire resume, everything that he had sent me. I read everything. We talked about it. We talked about his time as a Navy SEAL. His resume is unbelievable. His resume is incredible. But he's running as a politician now, and so you're going to ask him some basic questions about, well, you raised the gas tanks, how come our roads still suck? You know, or what about this Amy Acton, who was this, you know, there's a special place in hell for Anthony Fauci and Amy Acton for what they did with the plandemic. And then when I asked him a simple question, well, did you get a vaccine shot? And he says he's doing all HEPA on me. And it's like, it was a simple, basic question. You're running for state senate. You voted for Amy Acton. You confirmed her. This monster. How could he be angry at me? Most of the interview was just learning about him and his exploits and everything else. It was very impressive stuff. What is that noise?
Thank you.
What am I hearing?
That's the nice ladies here at the Toledo trying to, she's like, who's that big mouth talking on your thing?
And is that one of those lot lizards again? Is that what I'm hearing, a lot lizard?
No, not at all. No,
open up!
No,
open up the Freightliner!
Nah, they're not lot losers, I'll tell you that.
Okay, so who is this now?
Anyhow, I don't understand why you ask about HIPAA and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, I was stunned.
It was kind of weird, and I don't think he should do a thing with Ron Ferguson, a debate, because I think he's going to have a huge problem with that.
Why?
I don't think he's going to be able to keep his cool. So it might not be a good thing if he does it.
No, this man is a Navy SEAL. He's a former frogman. This guy can keep his cool. Don't underestimate Frank Hoagland. Regardless of what you think of his politics, don't underestimate.
All these people have got to come up with better answers. Even when you ask about Ron Ferguson and say, hey, what's up? You know, what don't you like about him? Well, I just don't like him. What did he say about you? I don't know. He says stuff. Well, what did he say? You know, just stuff.
I was trying to understand. Yeah, I was trying to follow, and it was like, what? I didn't get it.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. You know, if you're going to, like me, I learned that lesson with you, like I said a million times early. If you're going to say something, better have something to back it up, or better have the answers, or something. You know?
I just ask basic questions. That's all I do. I mean, none of these are trick questions. I just was, I was surprised. Go ahead.
If I'm going to run for something, I'm going to know exactly what I'm talking about, or I'm going to have at least something I'm going to stand on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to say, hey, I don't like Ron Ferguson, and then everybody's going to say, why? You know somebody's going to say, why? So why wouldn't you just come up, at least have a story or two or example or two, not even a story, just an example,
His votes.
Say,
well, he did. Now he
about me,
he did. He did say, Frank Hoagland, to his credit, did say that Ron Ferguson missed about 1,000 or 1,000,000 votes or something in Columbus.
170.
And I was stunned. I mean, we're going to ask Ron Ferguson about this. How many votes did you miss? Are you serious?
170. But what's the average person miss? You know what I mean? And why?
Well, it doesn't matter. We pay these people.
Find out what's going on.
We pay these people. I don't want any state rep or any state senator to miss any vote. I don't care. How do you miss votes?
Well,
this is your job.
The thing that got me was when he said he voted for Amy.
Yeah.
Acton. And had no idea that he'd even did it.
Yeah. That was stunning to me. That was stunning.
What's that tell you about what goes on in the smaller, besides somebody for Supreme Court that's in a spotlight, or appoint a U.S. attorney because you're Republican president or whatever it is? So what's that tell you about the state senators and the houses that these people, they just get a big list of people and they're just like, yay, 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 because everybody else is saying yay. But all of them come on to the Dimitri show and the Big Willie and Little D show, basically, and they say, well, I'm for the people, and I listen to the people, and I do what's right, and this and that, but they don't even know who they're voting for. Yeah, they have no clue.
Did you get the sense?
To me, that stunned me.
Well, I gave him I'm bending over backwards. I mean, this man's career in serving is unbelievable. It's absolutely Frank Hoagland has one of the most impressive resumes that I have ever read. That is not an exaggeration, what this guy has done. Now, he doesn't come across like he's, some badass or whatever, like you would see on TV, like a Tom Cruise or anything like that, but very folksy, very down to earth, very unpretentious, which is great, which is actually what I like. But his resume is just mind-blowing. It's incredible. But I wasn't asking him trick questions. I mean, I don't do that. It was like, well, did you vote for her or not? Did you resign? Did you quit or not? And then, now you know how much money you were getting with the new job when you quit on us, a state senator. Okay. What were you making when you were a state senator? How does he not know this? He says his wife knows. What kind of answer is that?
I call BS on that. Everybody knows what they make at some point or another. Because I don't know, maybe it's just me. Any man knows what their bills are and what they need to make. If their wife stays home or their wife has to work, if they got daycare, if they got car payments, house payments, how do you not know how much money you're bringing in to pay your bills unless your wife says, hey, you need to go make $3,000 more a month this month. Oh, okay, honey. Yeah, that's just not how it works, you know.
I was surprised.
You just make so much money, you don't need to worry about it. You know? Yeah, I know one person like that. But anyhow, a lot of the answers didn't make sense. I mean, why did he leave the first time? It's that, you know, he just wanted to retire and he up and quit. And I mean, are you doing it for the money? Why are you coming back? Yeah, you know, why? I mean, you left once with no explanation, and it could be a personal reason or HIPAA, as he says. But
the HIPAA thing was stunning to me. It was just stunning. It's like you're running for office, for God's sake. You voted to confirm Dr. Amy Acton, who said to so many people, essentially, if you don't get this shot, you lose your job. You lose your job.
Right.
You're not allowed here. You're not allowed there. You're not allowed anywhere. He didn't take the vaccine, which is fine. I didn't take it either, but I didn't vote for Amy Acton. And he still, even with the benefit of time, still does not regret his vote confirming Amy Acton, which stunned me because he didn't like what she was. He said today he didn't like what she had done. Okay, fine. Well, why don't you regret the vote then? I don't understand any of this.
Yeah, it sounds like he's playing a political. To me, it sounded like he was just playing a political game and saying, oh, you're stirring it up. I'm not stirring it up. You just want to make me look bad. And,
no, you know, not at all.
Questions. That, you know, that to me is just like a sign right there that you're getting hard questions asked and you're getting backed into a corner and you feel like you got to, you know, say something else to get out of it. Make yourself look like a politician and get the vote. So I don't know. I didn't like it. He might be a great person.
Yeah.
I'm a good truck driver. I'm a great radio talk show guy. one of the best. But that doesn't mean I could go sell cars tomorrow.
Oh, you could. I mean, you'd do well.
Be the best at it.
You'd do well. You'd do well selling cars. You'd do well selling trucks. You'd do well selling Freightliners. I think you'd do very well.
Remind me that. I'll send my IQ certificate to you. I got
the one you paid $5
on the wall.
The one you paid $5 for?
$1. $1.
What does that tell you about Big Willie's IQ? He'll send him a dollar. Tell me what my IQ is. Jesus.
Right? If a dollar's a dollar, you know what I mean? It said I was good at solving problems. And,
give me a dollar, I'll tell you the same thing.
96th percentile in time of it took to take the test.
Give me a dollar. 96%. Give me a dollar and you'll get 97% from me. Just give me a dollar.
Yeah. God. Well, I'll send it. I'll send you the thing. I mean, you can take it too. Anybody can take it.
Well,
it'd
no, I'd fail. That I would fail. Anyway,
right.
So very quickly, we got about a minute left. You want to plug your client shamelessly?
Yeah, BuckAuctions.com. He's got the Valentine's Day auction coming up February 14th. I think it's on the 13th or 12th. I had to look. I wasn't prepared for it. But BuckAuctions.com, F-A-U-L-K, auctions.com. Tyler Falk, he does real estate. He does auctions. If you're looking to sell stuff, he was up in Pennsylvania yesterday riding around looking at stuff. He called me. He's like, hey Willie, I'm up here getting more stuff. And I was like, all right. And I said, why are you talking like that? And he said, I don't know. So anyhow, FalkAuctions.com, check him out. Big sales coming up in February. I-70 Auctions has one coming up also January 23rd, which is this Friday. Go check them out, both of them. Good people. Spend your money. Tell them Big Willie sent you. And that'll get you absolutely nothing. If you say Dimitri sent you, they'll probably throw you out. So property taxes, say no to property taxes. There's other ways to make the money. Consolidation, I've been studying on this. We need to consolidate schools, consolidate fire departments, police departments. There's no reason to have 20 police departments, individual villages, when you can put extra sheriff on the road. I mean, there's just different ideas out there. Every village don't need the same thing. Just because you're a village, consolidating the fire departments, I think, is a huge thing. And EMS, like some of these counties, Marsh County, High County, have done.